Janine Burberry credits her husband with saving her life, and she says he was trying to save her daughter when he died. She woke up to smoke alarms blaring the morning of December 30th. She says she rushed upstairs to the kitchen to find her husband laying on the floor near the stove. She says he suffered from a seizure disorder. Flames were rising from the glass cooktop. She says she grabbed a fire extinguisher, but she couldn't pull the pin. She says she yelled at him to wake up, and instantly he sprung into action. He yelled at her to get out. Black smoke was filling the home. But she could hear her 8-year-old daughter upstairs on the third floor calling for her. She told her daughter to follow her voice, but she couldn't see her through the smoke. Her husband screamed again to get out. And this time she did. She says windows shattered as she opened the door and air rushed into the home. She ran across the street and pounded on a neighbor's door to call 911. The call came in to emergency dispatchers just before 5 a.m. Meanwhile, her husband headed upstairs to try and save the girl. The two never made it out alive. Firefighters couldn't get to them in time. They were Madeline Caraway and Nicholas Burberry. They went by Maddie and Nick. Burberry says her husband and her daughter were very close. She joked that Maddie was Nick's little shadow. She says her daughter decided on her own to call her stepfather Dad. He was a 41-year-old commercial fisherman on the Haida Chief and the Resurrection. He also dove for geoduck clams and sea cucumbers. She says they were a perfect match as a married couple, and she'll miss his beautiful smile and blue eyes. She says the family loved to fish for salmon, halibut, and crab. He took her fishing off the downtown Stedman Street Bridge for her first time last summer. The two married last July in front of The Rock. That's an iconic statue on Ketchikan's cruise ship docks. Burberry says her daughter Maddie was a bubbly, bright third grader at Tongass School of Arts and Sciences. She called Maddie her miracle baby. She says doctors were afraid she wouldn't make it at first. She says Maddie performed with Ketchikan Theater Ballet. She says Maddie loved to dance and sing. Burberry says she's grateful to the firefighters, medics, and police that responded to the fire, and she thanks the Red Cross for providing financial support in the immediate aftermath. She's staying with a friend for the time being. She says she's still working with her insurance company to assess what was lost in the blaze. An online fundraiser has raised more than $23,000. She called the support from the community amazing. A memorial service is scheduled for 6:30 p.m. on Friday at Lighthouse Church of God. It'll be open to the public. She says anyone who can't make it can contact her on Facebook for a link to a live stream of the service. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.